Welcome to the Rogue Preparedness Podcast. Now, here's your host, founder and CEO of Rogue Preparedness, Morgan.
Hey everyone, Morgan here. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's podcast. I think that the podcasts are probably going to be a little bit shorter, and I'm so sorry if you hear any like super gusty winds in the microphone. It is super windy day today, and it's supposed to be hot too, and since we live in an RV, we have to have the windows open. We have no AC, so we have all the windows open. The wind is great, but it is windy, so I just wanted to let you know I'm sorry if you hear any wind on the microphone. I'm trying to mitigate it and keep it away from there. Anyway, in today's podcast, I really wanted to talk about, what I was saying before that. Sorry, I'm always back and forth. The podcasts are probably going to be a little bit shorter. During this time, I think a lot of people aren't really listening to as many podcasts. You know, I think I usually listen to podcasts when I am doing work, and so I'm still listening to a lot of podcasts, but I know that some other people aren't, and I know some other podcasters have changed their format a little bit, and so mine are going to be as long as they are. You know, I always just talk until the subject is done. You know, if it's an hour, it's an hour. It's 15 minutes, it's 15 minutes. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know on that. I do hope that everyone is staying safe and healthy and learning a lot during this time, you know, taking notes and preparing for the future. Because as states start opening back up, we want to make sure that we're prepared for the future. Because listen, you know, this whole shutdown, the whole purpose of it was to flatten the curve, but now it's become this whole, you know, we have no exit plan, and now it's become this whole thing of, well, we're just going to keep extending and extending until there's a vaccine. But vaccines don't come around for, you know, at least a year or two. You know, it takes a while for vaccines to actually start coming out. And, you know, I don't know about you, you know, whatever your feeling is about vaccines, regardless whether there's vaccines or not, you know, we can still always take precautions, you know, just like with flus and colds and any other illness, we can always take those precautions. And this episode's not about that, but I do want to remind you that we need to still be taking those precautions. You know, if you are immune compromised, you know, I think you need to take additional precautions, you know, wear that mask, you know, always wash your hands. I don't recommend gloves. A lot of people do, but honestly, gloves, there's so much transmission there, you know, because people are touching one thing, then they're touching their bags, then they're touching their cars. You know, you could just use hand sanitizer or wash your hands, and it'll be a little bit easier that way. So anyway, one thing that I think we need to really keep in mind is that, you know, a lot of people are looking into getting prepared because of this, and I think that that's fantastic, and I really hope that you guys will continue being prepared long after this, because it's not just COVID-19 and this pandemic that we're preparing for. It's the hurricanes, it's the tornadoes, it's the flooding, it's all these other natural disasters and emergencies that happen all the time. You know, every day, every year, it's all these things that are happening on a regular basis. Plus, now that a precedent has been set for this type of lockdown and pandemic situation, if you don't think it's going to happen again, I think we're deluding ourselves. The fact that they know that they have this power and they can do it again, they will do it again if they ever see fit. Okay? So, you know, that's not conspiracy theory. That's fact. Once a precedent is set, the fact that they know that they can do this, it will happen again. And we also have to be aware of a second wave, and we have to be aware of the fact that, you know, we still need to be taking precautions to just not get sick in general, you know, especially if you have a compromised immune system, and to not spread it if you're asymptomatic, you know. So we need to all be taking those proper precautions with hand sanitizer, washing our hands, you know, not coughing all over food, you know, things like that. I mean, just, you know, real common sense, you know, sneezing into your elbow, you know, I mean, just thinking about others, you know, not coughing in people's faces. That'd be great. You know, I mean, I'm even teaching my 3-year-old to cover her mouth, and she's doing it. Okay. If a 3-year-old can do it, all adults can do it too. Woo. It is windy. Feels good, but it's not good for the mic. Okay. So, preppers, everybody wants to be a prepper, you know, it seems like, oh, everybody wants to be a prepper now. I am getting both sides of it. I'm getting a lot of new people, which is fantastic. Welcome aboard. I'm also getting a lot of people that are saying that preppers are the problem. Preppers are the problem for what? Telling people to be prepared? I've never once advocated anyone ever hoard. I've never once advocated that people clear shelves. Never. Okay. In fact, what I have advocated is that people take just a couple things. Okay. You want to take two or three items? Great. But don't clear the shelves. I've always advocated that. And I advocate that in all my videos as well. Whenever I talk about stocking up on whatever, right? I always advocate that. And I think it's really important that we, you know, make sure that we're, you know, prepping for ourselves, but that we're allowing other people to get what they need as well, right? Preppers are not the problem. We've been prepared. You know, I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, people look at my videos and they see that I'm a prepper and they're like, oh, you're the problem. Literally, I've been told these things many, many, many times that I'm the problem. Being prepared ahead of time is a problem. Now, I understand that people are afraid. I understand that people are frustrated. And I understand that people are angry that the shelves are empty, that all this is happening because of this pandemic. You know, our economy is crashing. All these things are happening and they're mad and they're scared. And I get that. I really do. But if you're mad and you're scared and you don't ever want to feel like this again, your option is to be prepared. Seriously. If you are so mad that you can't find toilet paper anywhere, that you can't find canned foods anywhere, that you can't find meat, that you can't find these things in stores, what would be the logical thing to do? It's to be prepared so that this never happens again, that you never feel like this again, that you are never unprepared again. You know, I used to feel that way. I felt totally helpless. This is one of the reasons I got prepared, is because I felt totally helpless one day that, you know, it was just like it was just a little inconvenient, you know, and it was just one of these things in which it was like, well, you know, my phone isn't working. You know, that was a slight inconvenience to me, but it's like, it was enough to be like, I don't ever want this to happen to me again. How can I prevent this from happening? But our brain does this thing in which we try to protect ourselves. It's like, you know, I'm not the problem. I'm not the reason that this bad thing is happening. You know, everybody needs to help me, right? Everybody needs to make sure that I'm taken care of. Why is this happening to me? And so people lash out at other people because they see, well, they were prepared. How dare they? How dare they know that this was happening, right? Knew this stuff like this could happen. How dare they? And they lash out. And really, you know, I mean, that's a real common human reaction, right? But after the lashing out, after, you know, you've calmed down, right? You should realize, all right, well, it's not their problem, right? They're preppers. They were prepared. You know, I wasn't prepared. I need to understand my own shortcomings and realize how to overcome it. How do I get past this? How do I be prepared? How do I make sure that this never happens again? It's just like with any situation in life. Like, let's say you're just not prepared for a meeting, right? There's this really important meeting at work, right? And you just weren't prepared for it. Well, how do you make sure that you're prepared for next time? Give yourself more time, wake up a little earlier, get a little more sleep. What are you going to do to make sure that you're ready for next time? I mean, it's just these little changes that you can make in your life. And so, you know, preppers, we're not the problem. You know, we're not the ones that are clearing the shelves. We're not the ones that are scared. And, you know, we're not the ones that are, you know, afraid of what's to come. Though we're prepared and we are trying to help others. Another thing that's been coming up is that, oh, well, you're a prepper. Anybody that has that much food, you know, should just give it all away to other people. Anybody that has all those masks should just give it all away. I've invested a lot of time and money into my preps over the past 10 years that I've prepared. Time, money, knowledge, skills, all these things, I have invested hard into them. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not willing to share. Of course I am. In fact, every year when preppers rotate their foods, we're one of the biggest charitable people, because when we rotate our foods, we take out the foods that are still good, but we donate them to the food shelters. We make bug out bags for other people. We make kits for other people. We give preparedness gifts to other people. Me, myself, I give free information on my website. I have a ton of free information on my website, just giving it away, giving it away. But, you know, and at the end of the day, that's what we do. We give, we give, we give. Preppers give more than I think anybody else, because we have the ability to give. And so we do when we are able to, okay? Now, in times of crisis, like in the middle of a crisis, we tend to give a little less because we're usually using those preps, right? So we're using that food, we're using those masks. But if we can give, you know, we do, you know, and knowledge, at least, we at least give knowledge, if nothing else, okay? And it is up to us to make sure that we're taking that knowledge and we're taking those skills and we're taking the time and the money and we're investing everything. We're investing everything that we can. You know, it's not always about money. You know, there's lots of free information, like I said, you know, for us to get involved. And so I think my main point is, instead of pointing a finger at somebody else because they were prepared and they saw this coming, I think that we need to look really deep inside ourselves and say, you know what, truly, how can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? How can I make sure that I'm prepared for myself and my family again? How can I make sure that, you know, I'm not caught off guard like this again? And find the answers that you need. I have a lot of answers on my website. I have a lot of resources that I can give to you if you want to reach out. Honestly, you know, preppers, we're not the problem. I understand that there's a lot of anger and jealousy right now, you know, because of what's going on. We're all stressed and frustrated. But take a breath and find answers to how you can be better prepared for the future. Okay? So, a very quick podcast for this week. I hope that everyone is staying safe, staying healthy, and staying prepared. I truly appreciate everyone. And if you ever have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Contact me from my website. Sign up for my online courses. Download my ebooks. You know, I'm on Patreon, patreon.com/rogueprepareness. Just come and find me and reach out. I'm always happy to discuss. And anyway, thank you all so much for listening. I will talk to y'all next week. Let me know if you need anything. I will conquer tomorrow. You conquer tomorrow. We'll conquer tomorrow. We'll all conquer tomorrow by preparing today. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Rogue Preparedness Podcast. Ask questions. Never stop learning. Stay prepared. Conquer tomorrow by preparing today. See you next week.